was cleaning out the other day. I thought I'd be needing one of these things. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know, 4 p.m., 5 p.m., whatever. And I don't use it because no matter what, if you have your little container cartridges there, container spots in there to tell you which days to take what pill, you still have to put the pills in the pill box, you know, and I'd screw that up. So what's the point of a pill box? Excepting that it's a joke, you know, and it's a telltale sign of being old when you have a pill box. I've only got like three pills I take, which is pretty good, I think. You know, it was glad I just played from Traffic just a minute ago to open up the podcast today. Traffic is a band I really love and was very, very important in my rock formative years back in the early 70s. And I love Steve Winwood. He's in my list of my top three list, no less, of the greatest rock singing voices. Number one is Robert Plant. Top that. And number two is Steve Winwood, certainly. Number three varies from time to time, depending on the day. But today it's Axl Rose. Number three, greatest rock singing voice out of all the million singers there are. That's just today. Number three, I leave that as a floater. I know he growls and yells a lot, but somehow he's got whatever it is, that whatever it is, and I just love it. But Steve Winwood has lived on through the ages and gotten better and better. Many don't. Many get worse and many get to the point of being sad as they grow older and go on a stage at the age of 75. Rolling Stones are great still. But Steve Winwood, I saw a show with him at the Durham Performing Arts Center, I don't know, 10 years ago, maybe 11 years ago. I couldn't believe it. Four random guys I'd never heard of. I couldn't even find him on a Wikipedia anywhere. And it was incredible. Why? Because he picked them. That's how good he is. He knows who to put around him. But Traffic show I saw at Walnut Creek, I don't know, 2003 maybe or four, was one of the greatest shows I've ever seen. I was so happy after I saw that show that I still believe I'm just as happy now thinking about it as I was when I got out of that show. Glad. From Traffic. Didn't have any money when I first moved to Arizona. Casinos everywhere. The allure of striking it rich strikes everyone. And once you get in, it's too late. You're in too deep. And I found this out. If you don't have anything to lose, then go to the casino. If you have everything to win, go to the casino. If you have a lot to lose, don't think about it. I took up blackjack dealing. And by the way, there are like 74 different card dealing games that I had to learn. Wanted to go to work at a casino. Seems like fun, you know. And you don't know how to act as a dealer at a blackjack table or any poker table. And they tried to teach me at this poker learning school to show personality, because then people come back, you know, and be nice and engage them and all that kind of. And I was telling them, no, what you want to do is shut your trap, shut your mouth, you know, because for 1 minute that they like you, it's only because they're winning and they're going to hate you, even if you have this great personality, and they don't want to hear it when they're losing. Shut your mouth, man. That's the only way to be a dealer. You know, and you feel bad, you know, for all the people that do lose, and you see all these dealers around in the casinos that, you know, once somebody loses, when the dealer comes up 5-card 21, you know, and you've got two people at the table sitting at 20, and he goes, oh, nobody wants to hear that. We know you don't care. Shut your mouth if you're a dealer. But I couldn't keep up with all the, you know, those guys are good, man. And the math you got to do in your head, I couldn't do it. I was no good at it. I couldn't remember it all, you know, so I just quit. I was offered a job and then I quit before I took the job. And I was thinking about this. We're all YouTube hackers, right? We're all we come on YouTube and we've got a little podcast thing and we do our little deal, you know, and we're all the same, you know, 30, 50, 60 million people do it, right? Who's different? Joe Rogan. Absolutely. I mean, he's the big podcaster out there on the internet, pioneer and all that kind of thing. But basically, all the rest of us are all just kind of the same. And the podcasters that you hear with two or three people, none of them have ever done it before. So they have shitty voices and they all talk on each other and they laugh, ha, 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 you know, on each other. And they interrupt each other and they're not professional broadcasters. you know, that's what you want. You want someone who's done it before, like me, who does it by himself, because I don't want other people interrupting me so I don't get my worthless points across. I want to be able to get my worthless points across in a clear, concise way, you know, so I don't. But I was thinking about that and how, you know, podcasting is the next radio thing, only you add a camera. So I can do a radio show now. And it's like a dream come true. I was a prisoner in a cell for 32 years of my radio career. Prisoner in a cell. That's what I was. You know, I had some program director in the other room telling me what I could say and what I couldn't say and judging me, listening to every single word I said. You know what he'd say? Why did you say that? And then he'd say, well, that was funny. Ha, ha, ha. It's like, I don't want to hear what you have to say. You know, and even if they don't say anything, which is almost never these program director people, it's always in your head of what you can say and what you can't say. And these podcasts, it's not regulated. All you have to do is click a box, you know, when you upload your, you know, your podcast that says expletive content or something like that. You know what I mean? You can do and say and play whatever you want. It's incredible. And that's why I'm doing it. And I feel free. For the first time in 32 years, I'm out of jail. I'm out of radio jail, finally. And I have regrets about 32 years of being in rock radio. Easy job. Free concert tickets, free cable, you know, free sporting events tickets. Easy job, you know, 4 hours a day in the end. And that's cool too, you know. But I have regrets about 32 years in that. Is like, unlike the greatest ones, in my opinion, Dino Costa, Perry Stone, Howard Stern, those three guys, the greatest disc jockeys. I never once got suspended. That should tell you something about my lack of talent. I never once got suspended. Those three guys, you know, Howard Stern especially, you know, fined $2 million by the FCC, you know, and suspended, you know, indefinitely by his whatever blank communications company, you know, and then he comes back with his grand return and he's even bigger than ever, you know, suspended, fired, whatever for offensive content. Never got once suspended, or fired for that. But let me tell you something. I stretched it, and I stretched it artfully. I stretched it right to the limit. I'm surprised that I never got suspended or fired, but embarrassed. It's embarrassing. One time the company, you know, suspended me for a week, I think, because I was breaking format. They were laughing as they told me, hey, we got to do it to set an example, you know, just don't do it anymore. You know, no, they didn't suspend me. They put me on probation. That's what it was. It was probation. You know, after a week, they said, okay, you're doing fine. You know, they called me the format violator inside the office there. Here's the good thing about these video podcasts, though, is if I think my content is offensive, which is not really, I'll just suspend myself. Give myself a huge fine of $60, which means I can't buy cheap shirts anymore, you know, for a week or something like that. And then I can say that I've been suspended by the BCC. The Blade Communications Commission, they fined me $60 and suspended me for offensive content. Speaking of offensive content, look at these wasted chicks. Is that offensive? I don't think so. I think it's hilarious. Now, make no mistake about it. You look at these wasted chicks, and girls are hilarious when they're passed out, wasted on a sidewalk somewhere, on a hall. You know, on a stairwell somewhere, they're hilarious. Guys are not. Guys look stupid. But girls are hilarious when they do it. So funny that their girlfriends take pictures of them and post them on the internet.